Hello and welcome to NBA Unlocked. I am your host, Karam Skoff. Today we're going to do a special episode. It's more like a breaking news type episode in which we will discuss the big topics or big news that happened this last week. And there's quite a few that happened last week. One will be about Toronto Raptors hiring Jeremy Castleberry, who is a close friend to Kawhi Leonard, back when Kawhi was staying in San Antonio. Then we have news about Kawhi Leonard keeping an open mind about staying with Toronto Raptors. And then number three would be Jimmy Butler and his news about being okay with joining LeBron James in Los Angeles Lakers. Now let's start with the Kawhi Leonard stuff. So Kawhi Leonard, recent news came out about 6 days ago in which the Toronto Raptors decided to hire Jeremy Castleberry, who is one of, I guess, closest friends to Kawhi back when Kawhi was in San Antonio. But not only that, they hired him as a staff member for the Toronto Raptors, believing that by hiring his friend that it will allow Kawhi Leonard to stay with the Raptors. Now, in a way, that shows Kawhi Leonard, like, okay, this group wants me to stay. They're doing whatever they can to keep me here. So, if they're going to hire a friend of mine, or a close friend of mine, what lengths will they not go in trying to keep me? Now, remember, the Toronto Raptors had no indication from Kawhi that he was going to stay. But the idea was that if they talk to him and they try to buy him into their culture and into this living in Toronto, that in of itself will ultimately have him stay with the team. Now they're going out of their way to hire this guy who probably has no experience in anything. I think he used to work for San Antonio, but not like a staff guy or anything big of that sort. So the fact that they're hiring this guy who's a friend of Kawhi Leonard to a staff role within the team is big. That shows how desperate and how badly they want Kawhi to stay with the team. And what's interesting, yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, news broke out that Kawhi Leonard was having an open mind with staying with Toronto. And this is kind of the same thing that happened with Paul George. Lakers had the opportunity to trade for him. He didn't want to go anywhere else outside of LA, but they didn't. So OKC ended up going after him and trading for him and getting him to come to Oklahoma City. And in that result, what happens is Paul George ended up buying into what OKC was trying to buy him into. He got bought into the organization, he got bought into the city, he got bought into everything. And ultimately, that caused him to re-sign with OKC. Now we're seeing the same thing with Toronto, and how Toronto is going leaps and bounds to hire some really unimportant guy who, like I said, has no affiliation with anything basketball, from my understanding, to being a staff member on the Raptors team. That's substantial. That's huge. And now you're hearing that Kawhi Leonard is having an open mind. That in of itself should kind of worry the Lakers, simply, or any of the LA teams, simply because from not wanting to resign or not giving any indication that he was going to resign or not giving Toronto any type of indication of him even wanting to stay past this year is now huge. Now, someone mentioned that, oh, this is a publicity stunt by his agent. What publicity? I don't get how this even remotely benefits Kawhi. Because when Toronto Raptors went out of their way to trade for him, Toronto got no indication that Kawhi was going to resign or him wanting to be with Toronto. Remember, when the trade happened, he got really pissed. He was not happy about this trade at all. So now the fact that he's having an open mind, I don't see how that has any publicity stunt. That's basically him saying, I think, you know, in my own mind, like, okay, these guys, without even knowing me wanting to come back, they hired a friend of mine to a long-term contract just so he'll be with me. And I think that's like, okay, you know what? Fine, I'll have this open mind. And I think, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if he's going to end up re-signing with Toronto or not. But the fact that him saying he'll have an open mind makes me wonder, like, okay, like, this team is doing everything they can for me to stay, and I have to respect it enough to give this an open shot and an open mind. And I think that's what we're seeing right now, is Kawhi Leonard thinking realistically, like, maybe I should be here. Maybe I should give this an open shot, a good look. Because the respect that this team has given, not only given me, but is going out of their way to do this for me and get these people for me to make me feel as comfortable as possible within the team and within this organization, I cannot not have an open mind about this situation. So I think that's what's really happening. And I think the offseason, you know, this coming free agency is going to be very interesting, because we may actually end up seeing Kawhi Leonard staying with Toronto. Granted that Toronto goes far as well into the playoffs. I mean, if they lose in the first round or the second round, probably not. But if he goes to the finals or to the Eastern Conference Finals and sees how easy it is to get through compared to how hard it would be if he went to the West Coast, I think that's going to also determine if he'll stay with Toronto or not. He'll probably end up seeing how easy the road is to making the playoffs and how easy it is to get further than the first round. So I thought that was interesting on his part to say that he was going to give Toronto an open mind. Then we have the Jimmy Butler storyline, which I thought it was also pretty interesting. So news came out yesterday that, or the day before, that he wanted to, or he was considering going to Los Angeles Lakers and playing with LeBron James. Now, that's pretty interesting in of itself, but I also think that this is a publicity stunt by his agent, and I'll tell you why. Because a week prior to this whole LeBron James storyline of Jimmy Butler going to, wanting to play with LA or considering of playing with LeBron, there were stories about him going to Dallas Mavericks and how his close buddy DeAndre Jordan was there, and that he wouldn't mind going to Dallas to play with his home team, but not only playing with his home team, but also playing with DeAndre Jordan, who's his very close friend. Then there was other reports of him and Kyrie Irving wanting to play together, especially in either Brooklyn or New York, either with the Knicks or the Nets. And that storyline between the two wanting to play together was a big thing. Like, they wanted it to happen. I don't see Kyrie going to LA. I don't see Kyrie going and playing with LeBron again. I don't see this happening. So I think this is a publicity stunt in terms of the agent saying, hey, we have these three different destinations that my client is interested in playing for. And I think this is putting the pressure on the Minnesota Timberwolves to kind of figure out their roster situation, to figure out how they can get Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Wiggins to not only buy in, but help them buy into what Jimmy Butler is trying to put for the team. From what I've heard, neither Kat or Wiggins seem to like Jimmy Butler. Like, they're not listening to him. Like, there's like some teammate discourse happening around the Timberwolves roster. And I think Jimmy Butler is fed up with it. And I think this is putting pressure on Minnesota. Like, hey, if you want him here, things have to change. And I think this is the agent putting news out. Do I think he'll go to LA? I mean, anything is possible. Free agency is always up in the air. It's sometimes very unpredictable where things go. And I think in that regard, I think that's what's happening in terms of his agent. Because three different news in like a span of like a week and a half, I mean, that shows you really where Jimmy Butler's mind is. I wouldn't say his mind, but where his agent is putting things out. And like I said, I think this is more pressure on Minnesota to get things done for Jimmy Butler and to make him happy than for Jimmy Butler to, like, leave. And I think also, if they lose in the first round or if they don't make the playoffs, he's leaving regardless. He doesn't want to be on a team that's not going to compete. And he's not going to be on a team that doesn't want to try and get better. Karl Anthony Towns is a fantastic player. He is a monster. He's like a 22-12 type guy. But his defense is horrendous. And Anthony Wiggins hasn't really shown any growth. I mean, granted, he's young, but he's horrible. He's horrible in defense. And he played horrible in the playoffs. So I think Jimmy Butler is just tired, and I think he just wants to be on a winning team, on a team that not only knows their roles, but actually tries, and tries to become better in their game, not just be one-sided. And I think he's just frustrated with everything that's going on in Minnesota. And granted, so I don't blame him. So I just thought by mentioning these three things that were happening currently in the NBA, I thought I'd bring it out and talk about it briefly, because what better way to discuss NBA-related things than to just talk about them when they come out on the forefront. And I'm going to try to do these special episodes whenever I can. Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of NBA Unlocked. Stay tuned for episode 3 coming out later this week.
The music for this podcast, go to www.soundcloud.com/msspears0688 and show your love for the creator.